time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, the K-Band Savings Bank, Cranny Self Storage in Danvers, and Sun and Air, the North Shore's premier golf practice facility. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
North Shore Sports Desk team of Nick and Nick back at it here. Late April show. Spring season in full effect. Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru. Hey, Nick, what's going on?
Hey, not much. What's up?
Not much. Chilling and excited to see everyone out there and doing their thing. It's a big week for North Shore Sports. It's when you get a lot of games, and I feel like, because it's April vacation. There's a lot of morning games.
It's weird. I feel like it's been kind of like all or nothing. I feel like some teams, the teams have either crammed in, you know, three games this week or aren't playing at all.
Yeah, right. It's those, you know, 10 a.m. baseball road trips, you know.
Yeah. As a sports reporter who has an early deadline at night, I love it.
Oh, it's great. You can go off and get a lunch at.
I don't even have to go right back and write after.
Yeah, you can go to the sponsor.
I have time to interview both coaches.
Yes. Just as long as you keep that one eye on the road coach, make sure he doesn't leave.
Yeah, exactly.
That was one of my first lessons. Tom Roundy actually taught me that one. Former Salem State Sports Information Director and did some writing for the Salem News and stuff. And he always said, Dominic, don't let the road coach leave. You got to get him. You know the home coach is going to stay around, pick up.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So true.
And then you see you're always hovering over the coach's side, like the speech to the kids. You're like kind of like, all right, break up, break up, break up.
Those are tense moments.
Yeah.
You're like, especially if the road team loses, because if they lose, they want out immediately.
Yeah. Plus, you get a little insight to what the coach really thinks, while he's talking to his kids.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can ask him and see what he'll put on the record, what he won't put on the record. Alas, Nick, with all your free time, you can go ahead and get a sub over at our super sub shop.
Great shot, kid. That was one in a million.
Time for the super sub, super performance of the week.
That's right. Super Sub Shop, super performance of the week. Very emotional day, the Boston Marathon. 10 years since the bombings. Injured many, many people, ruined lives, ended lives. And one of the lives was Martin Richard, who was our old friend, 8-year-old from Salem, who was just an innocent kid watching the marathon. And he passed at the scene. And then 10 years later, here we go. His brother and family and friends all ran in his honor, and they're all from Salem. How cool is that, Rick? Nick?
Unbelievable. How old were they also? Some of them probably still, what, teenagers?
Late teens? It looks like they pledged once they turned 18 and were eligible to enter, they would get it done. And Henry, brother Henry, 21 now, and, joined by a group of childhood friends of Martin's. They all pledged to run that race once they turn 18, citing the Boston.com here. Mm-hmm. They're part of Team MR8. Note that, folks. M as in Martin, R as in Richard, and then 8. It's a group supporting the Martin Richard Foundation. It's raised more than $6 million for children's causes since 2013. If you remember, Nick, that kid, Martin, what surfaced after he passed in that horrific day was an image of him holding up a sign that said, like, can we just all get along?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
So, they say, oh, he was a profound kid, but this kid really was, right? I mean, having a sign like that and recognizing what's important.
Absolutely.
Nolan Cleary, one of the friends back in the day with Martin. Call him his best friend. So it was a real, real nice moment to see all those kids. They got some love on ESPN too, those Salem kids,
Oh, good. They deserve it. It's a very, touching thing to do. And I mean, obviously not an easy task.
No, 100%. So thank you, Super Sub, for that sponsorship of that very, very important Super Sub Shop performance of the week. Easy one with that. 26.2 done in the books. Super Sub, you can check out those guys, 324 Cabot Street. They got all great deals every day, 7 days a week, family dinners. And I know Paul Guanci, it's casual catering season coming up, Nick. Lots of spring events, right? A lot of religious
graduations coming up soon.
Proms.
Yep.
This is the time. So talk to Paul Guanci, owner of Super Sub Shop on 324 Cabot Street. They not only give you lunch and dinner, they'll hook you up with all kinds of crazy party deals and catering. All right, let's take a break, Nick. On the other side, we are going to go to our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week segment.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self-Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self-Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Nick and Nick.
I honestly can't even tell the two of you apart half the time because I don't go by height or age. I go by amount of pain in my ass.
North Shore Sports Desk.
We're back. North Shore Sports Desk. Nick Kukuru here with Dom DeCastro on MSONewsSports.com. And it is time for our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athletes of the Week. Joining us this week, we have all three captains from the Gloucester Girls Lacrosse team. We have Elle Fleming, Nicole Gardner, and Ella Zindel. How's it going today, girls?
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
Wow,
excellent.
That was coordinated.
That was a good one. Good stuff. I guess we'll start, go left to right. We'll start with Elle Fleming. Elle, just kind of catch us up on how things are going so far with the Fishermen.
So we're currently 3-4 this season, and which last year we were 7-13 at the end, which wasn't great, but two of the games we've already played this year, we lost last year, and there's definitely been a lot of improvement, and we have a young team, so even the first year players this year are improving a lot, like, already, so, and it's going good. We do definitely have a few more scores this year too, so.
Cool. And Nicole Gardner, going on to you, you know, so last year, was it, you said 7 wins overall for the team?
Yes.
Yeah, and you're already like almost halfway there at the time of this recording. So is there a clear difference this year in terms of, you know, what improved from one year to the next?
There's definitely a clear difference. A lot of the girls last year who are some of our like star players this year, it was only their first year and they've just gotten a lot better. And we are really just like we practice all together with JV and varsity. So everybody's always improving. People are always coming up. And I think there's a big difference from us last year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Moving over to Ella Zindel. Ella, you guys have been doing really well in the NEC Lynch division so far. So 3-0 in the Lynch?
I think we're 2-1.
2-1. Okay. Still pretty solid start there in the conference. Yeah. I know I even struggle to figure out what the breakdown is in each sport. It's different in every sport and it changes every season. So, but I mean, take us there. I know you guys had a big win over Winthrop the other day.
Yeah, that was, it was amazing for us because we haven't really beat them since I started playing goalie in seventh grade. And I think that was the last time we beat them as a team. That was a nice accomplishment for us.
Nice. And going back to Ella Fleming, now, geez, this is fun. You got an Ella and an L. Is that correct?
Yeah, and the other captain is Ella too.
Oh, are we missing another Ella?
She's a junior. But
Wow. Yeah. Okay, so Ella.
We had her on our hockey season. Remember, Don?
That's right. Yeah, Ella, and L. Okay, I think I got it. But back to L. Fleming, the one synonym. What do you call the, you know,
syllable.
All right, I was traveling today. It's bad. But so, you know, that Northeastern Conference, like, who's the team that you just like, you know what? Even if we don't beat them, if we play them competitively, like, we know we're, you know, a legit team in this conference. Like, who's that team that you're, that you put on a pedestal and you want to do good against, if not beat?
I think I'd say Danvers. We played them last week and it was definitely tough. It's very competitive with them for like all Gloucester sports even. And from like, they beat us, but from last year, we've definitely improved playing against them. So they're one of those teams, but there's definitely a few that were a bit competitive with.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, who's the best team you played this year? Did you guys play the defending Division II state champs at one point?
Yeah, we played them a few weeks ago. It was our first actual game. And they were insane. They were amazing. And we had really good sportsmanship with them, and they like understood what we were trying to get out of the game. And it just showed us that what a really, really, really competitive team looks like compared to when we play people in our conference who are obviously good, but just to help us get a better feel of what a really, really good team looks like.
And who was it again? What team was it?
It was Notre Dame Academy.
Ah, okay. Was that one of the Worcester ones, Nick? Or
I think it was the Hingham one.
Hingham one? Okay. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good to have that opportunity to play them. And Ella Zindel, I mean, it's goalie, correct?
Yeah.
So what's the big, you know, mission for a lacrosse goalie besides not letting any, you know, balls past you? Are you directing traffic a lot? Get out of the way. Wait, what? Go that way. Coming right. What, you know, is it a lot of communication?
Yeah. With defense this year, we switched to zone. So it's like all to make the zone work, it has to come from communication. So like our main goal is to just communicate. I'd say it starts with me, but it really is like everybody. If there's one person that's not talking, it can just mess up the whole thing. So that would probably be the biggest goal. Yeah. During the games is communication with the zone.
Mm, absolutely. Over back to Elle. Elle, take us through your role on the team. What do you ask to do this season?
Well, I started off the season, I couldn't play because of a sprained ankle. So I've definitely had to work my way back up to having everyone trust me and like bring that like leadership role into it. But I'm a starting attack and I've worked really well in attack this year. I was midfield last year, so going to attack is a bit different. But I've just gotten along with like the offense very well and have been able to like, direct plays and stuff like that, which has been good. And just keeping everyone together and in a good mood. And like last year, we definitely saw some disagreements within our team, and we haven't seen that at all this year. So that's really good to see. And we have definitely a stronger bond all together as a team, which is awesome.
Awesome. Here with the Gloucester girls, lacrosse captains, Nicole Gardner up next. How about your role in the team? Where are you finding your contributions to be the most important for the Fishermen?
I think this year for me, I played midfield mostly last year, and I was supposed to play attack this year, but we lost a lot of people on defense. And so now I only play defense pretty much. And so that's just like, I think that's a good representation of showing that we have to do what we need to for the team and just lead everybody, keep everybody under control, and just have a good season.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nicole, I'm going to go back to you real quick because I feel like defense, just as a spectator, seems like the most difficult position to play in girls lacrosse. I feel like you get everything's an infraction. How do you not commit those infractions?
We just have to talk a lot of the way we, if you've ever like watched us play the zone, like we all just pretty much are screaming. You just have to really trust each other. And it's obviously a lot different than offense. Like, you know, you're rewarded when you score a goal, but defense is, it's so different. Like just staying back and really trusting each other with the zone. And it works for us a lot of the time. and we're still trying to get it perfect, but I think we've managed to do a pretty good job.
Awesome. Zindel, there is some hockey blood in the family, isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Uncle Michael and my papa, they all played, my cousin.
Yes. Michael Palazzola is her uncle, Nick.
Okay.
From your
100 point scorer, right? Yeah.
Yep. And did you leave out Biondo too? Or did you say?
Oh, yeah. Biondo. My cousin Brett Biondo, Joe coached too for a little bit.
Right. Wasn't that Nick? He was one of the, he transferred, didn't he?
He was one of the better players when I first started writing for the paper. That was like, what, 15 years ago now?
Yeah.
I remember though.
And we'll start with the same question for Elle and Nicole. Start with Elle, family connections. What's the extended family like for you? Or are you the only superstar ever out of your family for sports at Gloucester High School?
So my dad and my dad's whole family went to Gloucester High School, but I actually got school choice in the Manchester Essex as a fourth grader with my siblings. And I was the only one of my siblings to come back to Gloucester schools. So I came back at the end of my sophomore year. But my dad and his whole family came, but that's about it. Played football and stuff.
Was your dad Brian?
Yeah.
87, Nick.
Look at that. Dom knows all the parents. I'm not quite there yet. I'm going to brag. I'm not quite as old as Dom, and I know all the parents yet.
Well, I was class of 95. Your dad was probably class of 88. And that's a huge connection right there. He was a great running back on that 87 Super Bowl team. Okay. Does he talk about the game a lot, L, to you? The Chelmsford game? Yep, so close. Yeah. All right, and for Nicole, like, what are the family connections for you athletically?
My brother, he's 33. He played lacrosse when he was in high school and hockey. He didn't play for that long. And then his name's Ryan Russell. And then all of my cousins played the Rogers family and the ILOs, they all played sports throughout high school, but I'm a lot younger than they are. So I'm the only one now that's playing sports in my family.
Nice. We'll go around the horn again, starting with Ella. Take us to the classroom. What have you been studying this school year? Any plans for after you finish up the school year?
Yeah, I plan on going to college. I'm narrowing it down. My top choice right now is Ohio University.
Oh, nice.
So I'm excited about that.
Sweet. Absolutely. Over to Elle, same question.
Yeah.
I plan on going into marketing next year, and my top choice is College of Charleston, but I haven't fully committed yet.
Sweet.
Absolutely. Same. Nice.
Yeah, same for Nicole. What's the next step for you?
I actually committed to the University of Rhode Island on Sunday. Sweet. And I'm majoring in, it's called undeclared. It's like undeclared in the College of Health Sciences. So I haven't figured out exactly what I want to do, but something in the health world.
Nice. All right. Well, the captains of Gloucester Girls Across, we're missing the one captain though, right? What's her name?
Yes, Ella Costa.
Okay. Just want to give her a shout out too. Four captains. Good start, good solid style, so you have a good foundation there. Congratulations on winning the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. All right, that was the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week, and up next, our North Shore Baseball Report.
I'm Mary Ann Smith, President of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street, in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk team of Nick and Nick back at it. Another segment, here we go. And this one's going to be the North Shore Baseball Report. Nick, what are you seeing out there?
Yeah, good stuff. I mean, you know, the usual in the NEC. Everyone's kind of beating up on each other.
Yeah.
And it seems to be pretty much the same in the Cal Baker right now, although there are some big games coming up this week in that lower section of the Cal that will, you know, Baker division games that will kind of at least give a little clarity to the standings the first run through the schedule.
Yeah, who's the last NEC team to make some big noise on a state level for baseball?
Would have to be probably what Roger Day's Danvers team made the state finals a few years ago. No, Masco won a state title in 2014, but they were in the Cal.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. So that, you know, 2014 seems, but it's 9 years ago, right? Like, it seems like it's
around the corner. I don't think there definitely hasn't been a state title. Danvers has been to a state final since, maybe even twice since in the last years of Roger Day. I know that at least, I remember they lost one on a walk-off suicide squeeze.
Oh, wow.
Okay. They might have won a couple North sections. There was a good run there in the, mid to late 2010s where an NEC team was kind of coming out of the North a lot. And then that's the North final was the state semifinal then.
Okay.
Division two. There was no Western Mass Division two in baseball.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, this is year three now of the statewide rankings, right, for NEC. So we'll see how that is treating them. 3 years is a good barometer.
This is the second year. It's the last season of the second year.
Oh, that's right. You know what I was thinking, Nick, is 21.
They were going to go with them in 21, but the COVID, you know, kind of killed that whole school year.
Well, no, I think 21 was like a normal state tournament because St. Mary's won it.
Yeah, in the
and they played at Hopkinton. Like Hopkinton had a home game.
So, but they let anybody qualify.
Exactly, it wasn't the statewide rankings. Yeah,
yeah, they were supposed to be, but they bumped them back a year with, you know, there was no fall or winter tournament that year.
Yeah,
and so they just went with the regular sections for the spring and let's just get a fresh start with the statewide stuff in the fall.
Yeah,
so it'll be the sixth season of the statewide rankings.
Yeah, it basically comes down to this with the statewide rankings. You know, can you hide in your region in the past, right? Can you kind of hide in a weak region and then get exposed when you start playing the other regions, or Is it kind of unfair? Like your back in the day, in the former tournament format, was your region too hard, like to get out of, and the other region had it easy? So I get the feeling that baseball is not favorable for the NEC because they do get exposed to the other regions in the state right early.
It wasn't last year, that's for sure.
Yeah,
certainly wasn't. I don't know if last year was an up year or down year. I think it was more probably a little bit of a down year for the NEC, but This year, I mean, everybody's pretty young in the NEC, yeah. So they might not be kind to them again.
Yeah. All right. So early season here. We know Salem's doing some good things. They start, yeah, like fresh start, 3-0. They had a big game today, the day of the recording, Wednesday. But fast start for Salem. You like they won one game last year.
Salem's in. So they've already they're 4-2 now, I believe. So they are. They're looking good. They're looking like a factor in the NEC. For sure, especially in that Lynch division with PBD, Saugus, Winthrop, and Swampscott down in Lynch. So that looks like it's anybody's game right there.
Yeah. Well, let's cite the Salem News and close this segment up with some names. Matt Williams reporting in the Salem News, hits leaders, Keegan LeClaire. Actually, I know Keegan's dad, Phil. That's pretty cool to see. Yeah. Salem Academy, 13. He's got 13 hits.
Oh, nice.
Shane Keogh, Marblehead, with 10. That's kind of a hot spot start, I'd say. Mike Maroney, I know his dad, too. Played with him at Salem State. Same name. Danvers, nice. Yep.
He's probably one of the, upper echelon top 2-3 pitcher in the league.
Yeah. And Mike Maroney greeted me in 1993 when I was a sophomore making my pitching debut for Gloucester varsity with a shot off the left shin. That I'm not lying. There's a dead piece of skin there. Now, still, I can't itch it. Yeah, I don't feel it. Thanks to my future teammate, Mike Maroney. Riley Schmidt, Marblehead 9. So Marblehead with 2 in the top 4 for hits. Cam LaGrassa, St. John's Prep at 7. Tied with Matt McGowan, Ipswich. Sam Oliveri, Peabody. Steve Reardon, Danvers also with 7. Charlie Sachs rounding out the crew of 7 for Marblehead. Jack Doyle, Tommy Doyle's kid, 6, and it goes on and on. Some other leaders, runs, you got Gami Rosario, Salem Academy, 14, followed by Riley Schmidt, whose name we already mentioned, so he's having a good year, clearly. Marblehead, 12, another couple Salem Academy's got, matter of fact, sorry, Gami Rosario's number 2 behind Keegan LeClaire at 16. Mm-hmm. Salem Academy's got the top 4 out of 5 run getters.
Okay.
Yes, which is interesting. I think it's a little mistake here. Matt Williams had Keegan LeClaire number 1 at 16 and Keegan LeClaire number 5 with 11. So he might want to correct that, but Matt's always awesome. So we appreciate your stuff, Matt. And one more category, Nick, before we close this out, let's go to RBI. Again, Keegan LeClaire way up there. Obviously, it looks like Salem Academy's having some romps through the early season because
they might also play the most games. I know some teams only got 2 games, 3 games under their belt.
Yeah,
some teams got 5 or 6 though.
Yeah, again, Shane Kehoe, I mentioned him before with 12 behind Keegan.
Yeah, Marblehead's tearing the cover off the ball this season.
Yeah, and these are runs. I mean, excuse me, RBIs. Emilio Saez, Salem Academy 10. Chris Canuccio, Marblehead 9. Charlie Sachs, Marblehead 8. Salem Academy, Gami Rosario, once again with 8. All right, that's your North Shore Baseball Report. Early, but some good things happen, particularly over there in the land of Salem, both teams.
Mm-hmm.
Salem Academy and
a
good day for the North Shore Sports Desk, Salem-wise. The Martin Richard, Super Sub, Super Performance, Salem Academy, Salem Baseball, all good all around in the Witch City. All right, let's take a break on the other side. Let's talk about the ladies. Talk about our North Shore Softball Report.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester by the Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
North Shore Sports Desk. Team of Nick and Nick back at it for our North Shore Softball Report. We just got all the sports covered today, Nick, for the most part, don't we? Okay. So let's get into some action on the diamond for the ladies softball. We're going to look around with some Cape Ann League action here. I'm going to cite some Gene DiPlacido Salem news content. Hamilton win at Ipswich. They have a couple of new coaches, so new eras beginning there. Mary Flynn taking over for HW. What does HW stand for? Play it, Danny. Come on, you have that somewhere?
What is HW?
The other, Kelsey Fisher, is the new Ipswich coach. And those two teams battled Thanksgiving rivals to a 12-11 decision going to Ipswich. Yeah.
I'm going to say, I'm looking around the Cal standings. It's looking like there's a lot of high run totals. Looks like Triton, North Reading, Pawtucket, and Amesbury got the elite pitchers.
Yeah.
They're the only ones that are allowing less than seven runs a game in the Cal.
Yeah.
Want offense, go see the Cal this year.
Yeah. Hamilton Wyndham coming into the season, Nick, hasn't they beat Mount Alvernia, and that was a pretty big win because they had not won a game since 2019.
Okay.
Hamilton Wyndham. And fun fact, Tony Palmieri was a former coach there who's took Peabody to the state final last year in Division One.
And they're picking up right where they left off this year. They're clearly the class of the NEC again.
Yeah, Sarah Cross. Catches a place first base, junior captain Bella Fazio. These are all captains. Shortstop, sophomore pitcher Ava Day, and sophomore outfielder Marin Webster were all on varsity a year ago. Actually, I don't know if Day and Webster were captains, but I do know Fazio and Cross were. And Ipswich was 6-12 last year, so trying to get over that winning record hump. This is a new gig for Fisher. Kelsey Fisher never coached a high school team. Lots of experience though. Last 6 years coaching ASA travel softball in New Hampshire. Awesome. Yeah. For the New England Diamond Gems, team captains there, Ipswich wise, Emma Campbell, right-handed pitcher, plays third and outfield as well. Third base utility player, Maya Williams, junior captain, Katie Beckeritis handles the catching. And she can do other positions too. So that's your look at those two rivals. Bishop Fenwick, always in the mix there in the Catholic Central League. Second year coach Brian Seabury, who's coached like every sport on the North Shore.
He sure has. He's a former North Shore Sports Desk multiple time guest.
Right. Lily Bonacorsi, Crusader captain, senior fellow captain, Mia Mercurcio. Maisie Dunn and Sophia Savino. So they got a four captain presence there in the field, outfield and infield.
Nice.
Gigi Aponte, a junior, will be in the circle.
She's the pitcher, right? I saw her last year. She throws heat. She throws hard.
Oh, was that in the tournament game or a regular season?
I saw them up in Rockport last year.
Fenway came to Rockport. Okay.
Yeah.
And so trying to build off some momentum from last year, Seabury told DiPlacido. You hear anything else, Nick, around the NEC in softball? Your girls off to a kind of a slow start, Gloucester.
Yeah, 2-4. Manchester Essex 3-3, and Rockport's 1-4. So yeah, a little bit of a slow start in the Cape Ann softball scene. But Gloucester's only lost a good team, so we'll see this week. They the time of this recording, they're playing Beverly later this afternoon, and they got another couple NEC games coming up too. So we'll see. They got a chance to kind of move above 500. Hopefully, with today against Beverly, will be a good game though. Yeah, but yeah, I mean the NEC seems like, you know, Peabody, and then, you know, everybody else can beat anybody on any day. That's kind of the way it's turned out. You know, Danvers, I think Danvers might be separating itself into that number two spot. They seem to have the better offense of those teams. But, you know, Beverly, Masco, Gloucester, Marblehead, even Saugus in that mix this year, they all seem like they're capable of beating each other. Just who, you know, matter of who's playing better on that given day. Already a ton of one-run games. Gloucester, Masco split two one-run games already. You know, Marblehead, Gloucester was a one-run game. I think Saugus beat Marblehead in a tight one as well. So, you know, it's unpredictable. Now, you're going to see evenly matched games pretty much any day.
Yeah. Good. And yeah, Peabody back in full force, as we know. Lots of returnees from that state runner-up team. Tony Palmieri leading the way. We're going to be shocked if they didn't have a great run again. And
they're so dominant. And they're starting to hit, too. Apparently, they got a few home runs. They're hitting a bunch of home runs already. I know that field's tiny, but
they still
got to put the bat in the ball.
And the whole Peabody girls theory of, not a theory, like facts of having tremendous Northeastern Conference seasons like basketball would do. But now they're in Division One. They're ranked 20th. They're going to lose in the first, second round. Mm-hmm. That didn't happen with the softball team.
Nope. You know, they were ranked quite low for an undefeated team, with a ninth, I want to say, but they made the run, you know?
Yeah. Cool. All right. That does it. Plenty of names, plenty of reports. Thank you, Nick. That's our North Shore softball report. We're going to have one more report to close the show. We're even going to get to the sticks, Nick.
Nice.
All right. North Shore lacrosse report after the break.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at pomodoripizzeria.com.
Hi folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're planning on remodeling your kitchen, or just thinking about it, may I suggest that you visit our kitchen cabinet showroom in downtown Beverly. There you will find some 25 kitchens on display, just as they might look in your own home. And you can also talk with our kitchen cabinet sales team, who really do know what they are talking about. That's at Moynihan Lumber, 82 River Street in downtown Beverly.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
North Shore Sports Desk, Dominic Cash and Nick Cougar, 1 more second to go. This is the North Shore Lacrosse Report, and here it is. Let me start with me, Nick, because I'm seeing something pretty cool out there. I know you got the exact same milestone to report from your neck of the woods, but St. Michael's up in Vermont commit Audrey Conover. She came into the season with 91 goals for her career. You knew she was going to get to the century mark, and she did. The latest Panther. I keep forgetting that the Pawtucket. Excellent. Pawtucket is the Panthers now. Senior captain, citing this Newburyport News, scored 3 times, 16-5 win over Linfield, 9 goals through 4 games this season, and she did it. Family affair, younger sister Kate had 3 goals in that game, 2 assists, and their father, Todd, is the team's coach.
Nice.
Todd Conover, right? I guess. Yeah.
It's pretty funny that I have the same exact parallel now.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Well, not quite. So yeah, over in Gloucester, Ella Costa Jr. scored 100 career points, not goals, points, but I believe she's only like the 5th or 6th player ever for Gloucester girls to get 100 points and the first junior to ever do it. And her father, Neil, is the head coach.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. And, you know, going back to Pawtucket and Conover, she becomes the first to do it since Lena Mickelson. And that was not long ago, because she's only a freshman at Iona College. So Mickelson and Conover looks like they were teammates.
Nice.
Wow, according to this math, right? So that she also had the 100 goal milestone last year. So that's that was a probably a pretty fierce combo there. You got two pretty much 100 goal scorers in the field at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time. That's some firepower.
Yeah. Looking around, some other things, KPN league-wise, Ben Richards stopped the last of his 14 shots in the day, led Amesbury to a pretty dramatic 12-11 win over Haverhill. Max nice. White, 5 goals and an assist. Chase Lindsay scored twice. Brady Cooper, it's not the guy who's over Atlantic Slate, but had 2 goals and 2 assists. Andrew Baker, Grady Hagan, and Jack Welch, the other goals. Newburyport, that's baseball, so we're not reading that. All right, what do you got for lacrosse, Nick, besides that nice feat down in Gloucester?
Yeah, I mean, Manchester Essex boys leading the Cal Baker. That was a hot start, 5-0. They beat Hamilton Wenham on Tuesday. They played some good teams. Woburn came down, and they beat them. So Manchester Essex looking good. They got 14 seniors on the roster this year. So they're battle-tested, and they made the second round of the tournament last season, lost to the eventual champ, Wakona. So they had to make the 3-hour drive to face the eventual champs. That was a tough sledding for them, but they got everybody back. I saw them on Tuesday against Hamilton Wenham, and they looked very good. They, you know, offensively, they share the ball. Defensively, they have a good goalie, and they're good in front of them. They're physical, and they can run. So they look like a team that might have some staying power.
Nice. Yeah, so it looks like we're working our way down south. And then we talked about the Newburyport area with Pentucket.
Yeah,
going down to Cape Ann, and now getting into the Salem News area-ish, right? The heart of the North Shore. What are those guys talking about with the Salem News? They're talking about St. John's Prep pretty much, right?
Yeah, I mean, St. John's Prep looks like they're the 2-time defending state champs. So they're right back again. I know they have Jimmy Ayers, who we had on a couple weeks ago as the Moynihan Lumber student athlete. He is... Yeah. One of their studs. They have 2. Vanna, I want to say, is the other kid. He's another one. I think he's a Division I commit. So it looks like they're going to be a factor all the way through this season. In the NEC, I mean, for boys, it's looking like Marblehead is the class of the NEC. Masco is very good, too. But Marblehead is steamrolling everybody. I'm looking at Phil Stacey's Twitter right now. They're up 7-1 over Danvers after 1 at the exact time of this recording. So, you know, they're kind of, you know, steamrolling the Northeastern Conference. I think Swampscott might be the team to beat in Winthrop in the NEC Lynch division. Yeah.
Okay. Good. All right. Yeah, this is exciting time right now. I feel like there's no Northeastern Conference-wise, KPN League-wise, feels like a lot of good competition across every
season. There is. I think we're really getting into the thick of the conference schedules, too. These next few weeks, it's just going to be all conference games, so these standings will shake out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. That does it for us. Another week is in the books. We're here every week. Weekly show a little late this week due to some unforeseen circumstances. We usually go out Thursday mornings on msonewsports.com. Thanks for your flexibility and all of that, everyone. And what do you think? Call it a show, Nick?
Sounds good.
Done. See everybody next week. Have a good one.